if he didn't want us to choose different paths, he would not have made dialogue options.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only pie. I don't have anything for this. My name's Matt, and I'm retaining my Andy.
We've never done that before, so it counts.
That's true. I think Andy mentioned, like, I don't know, like a few weeks ago, maybe retiring that bit because it was old. And I was like, no, I like it. I think I'm on board now.
That's so funny.
Well, after, you know, a couple hundred, it's gone.
All good ideas revolve around Andy.
No. There's plenty of bad ones. Like marriage. Da 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 da.
And a podcast.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Good. Doing good. Yeah, doing good.
I'm doing well.
You're doing well?
Yeah, Superman does good. I do well. All
right.
I'm also doing good.
What'd you guys play this week?
Final Fantasy IX, lots of it.
How's the Steam version?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah. There's the backgrounds have not, they don't seem to have been upscaled.
They probably didn't do much.
But the character models, like the menus and the attack animations and stuff.
Is it loading faster?
So, oh yeah, yeah, it definitely loads faster. A few things I noticed. The weirdest one is, like, when you save and you quit the game and you come back, you start, like, a few moments before your save.
Oh.
So, like, if you go from one screen to another and then save and reload, you'll be back on the previous screen.
Oh, that'd be trippy. I'd be worried that I lost a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You don't lose anything except for, you know, in Final Fantasy IX, they have Mognet, where you have to get the letters from the Moogles. You will lose that.
Oh.
So if you go into the other room, get a letter, and then save, and then you load the game and you're a room away, you have to go back in there and get the letter again.
Oh, damn.
That's so weird.
Are you going for Excalibur 2?
Is that hell
the time
no.
one?
Yeah, that's the time one. That you have to do that in 12 hours. I'm at 24, so.
Nice. What about you, Tim?
I've been playing a lot of Super Smash Brothers.
Well, that's good.
For
Wii U and Project M.
Ooh, wow, that's even gayer.
Totally.
No, Project M is awesome.
And I played like, I don't know, 6 hours of Fallout and made zero progress. Like,
that sounds right.
I think I've come to the point where I have to decide, and I think I made my decision, and I don't like that it didn't give me a fourth option.
You completely eliminate one of those guys at some point.
Yeah.
You talking between the Institute, the Brotherhood, the Railroad, and the Minutemen?
Yeah.
Yeah, there comes a point before when you decide that you completely eliminate one of them.
Yeah, so that gets rid of one of your choices.
Because
I think I'm about to do that then.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, if you're still at four, then yeah.
Yeah, the Institute still exists, but I was upset that I wasn't allowed to pick the Minutemen. They were like, this railroad bitch was like, quit the Minutemen and join the Railroad. And the Institute's like, we think robots are robots. And then Brotherhood of Steel, my least favorite so far. Yeah. That's okay. We're allowed to have different opinions. Our Lord and Savior Bethesda said so. If he didn't want us to choose different paths, he would not have made dialogue options. I just don't like the whole... Ah, they're different. Murder them all.
I felt the Brotherhood was really extreme in Fallout 4. Like, they seemed pretty just in the middle in 3.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, in 4, they were very aggressive and extreme.
Sounds like a lot of synth talk going on in this podcast.
He knows. He knows. Oh, my God, he knows.
Bell and dance help.
Oh, shit. I've Beep, been
boop,
playing...
Boop, boop.
So, I mean, the very first demo disc I ever got, when PlayStation used to mail demo discs to your house,
mm-hmm.
it had Tomba on it, and this one game called...
I had the same one.
Yeah, it had, like, Brave Fencer Musashi. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a little spiky-haired kid with a sword. Well, I fucking got those games, so I've been playing Tomba and
That's
Brave
called
Fencer.
Final Fantasy VII, the little
spiky-haired kid with the sword.
I think this was even before 7. This was like 96, 95.
That's not true. Final Fantasy VII is the best game and the first game ever invented.
The
first game ever invented.
Yes.
But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Tomba, and then I just started Brave Fencer last night. So, some PlayStation 1 up in this bitch.
Every time I play Final Fantasy IX, I make the joke that I don't know Kuja's a guy. So I'm always like texting people like, dude, check out this chick. Holy shit, she's so hot.
Shit with, what's the fucking
Quina?
Tongue frog chick.
I did that last night when I sent you guys the picture of my mounted tablet.
Oh, I didn't catch
Did you see the waifu wars going on?
No, I did not.
I definitely saw that there are bitches on your screen.
There was
no, actually, I just looked at the tongue person.
Yeah, there was Quina on the mounted tablet, Tifa on the other tablet, Garnet on the screen, and a big bottle of lotion next to all of it.
No, didn't even notice that.
It was a good setup. I didn't catch the lotion.
Yeah, I thought the lotion's honestly a lamp.
Yeah, nobody caught the lotion. That's disappointing.
Your hand caught it.
Oh,
that room's dirty.
Classy masturbation jokes. Mm-hmm. You know what to expect here on Three Hit Podcast Combo.
Three Hit Podcast Combo. You know what to expect. Some quality and professionalism.
Tyler was the one who said, I enjoy the waifu wars on the tablets.
That's really funny.
Who's going to win? Wait a minute. Where's Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer?
She didn't fit the theme of Final Fantasy.
Make her fit the theme.
Look.
Give her some costumes.
Look. If she were to dress up as a Final Fantasy character, who would Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer dress up as?
Give her a text. See what's up.
Yeah. Which Final Fantasy character would you like dress up
for me?
XOXO.
Please stop testing this number.
Yuffie, or Yuffie, whatever. Yuffie. Some people say it different.
Yeah, you give her that spiky shield.
It's like there. The difference between Eris and Aerith.
Yeah. Whatever she did.
I was going to say something.
Recognize these as proper nouns.
See,
I don't recognize these.
The reason I didn't put Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer on one of the tablets for that picture is because these are just bitches. These aren't my love.
But you said it's waifu wars, dude.
Yeah, there's a difference between waifu and my future wife.
Show some respect, Andy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Words can hurt. I think you owe Matt
an
apology.
Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, come down here and I'll apologize.
I'll call her up right now.
Do it.
I'm gonna get my phone.
You call Marissa Mayer right now.
What's her name?
Yahoo CEO Marissa.
Thank you.
It's so long to say sometimes.
Hey, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, this is your hubby. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the podcast. Yeah, I know, with those guys. So Andy wants you to come down here so he can apologize to you. Oh, you're busy?
It's a Sunday. She's not busy.
Tell her Tam says hi.
Excuse me, a CEO is always busy. Don't interrupt me. I'm on the phone.
What's she wearing?
Tell her Tam says hi.
Ask her what she's wearing.
What are you wearing?
What the fuck?
Better be a pantsuit.
Oh.
Is it a pantsuit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be there. Okay, bye.
Tam says hi. What the fuck, Matt?
I gotta end the podcast, guys.
God damn it.
She's wearing a squirrel costume.
That visual joke sucked. You didn't even say hi.
Well, you guys wanted to go into gaming?
Yeah.
All right.
Weren't we already?
Because I was spitting game.
I That's the best joke we're gonna make all day. That was good. Just shut it off now.
Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
This is gaming news. They like money.
Yeah.
And lobster.
Mine doesn't.
No?
No. That's why you hit her.
You hit her? Domestic abuse. Excuse the funniest joke. Make we'll another phone call.
Does he hit you?
Hello, the police.
Oh, Tam, yeah, says fast. Tam says hi.
Oh, Tam says hi. Oh, yeah. And...
Tam says hi. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, shit. I forgot what I was calling about. Hello, police. Andy hits.
Andy hits.
That's all. We got him.
So basically the theme for gaming news this week is new games.
Yeah.
There's another Five Nights at Freddy's coming out.
Fuck yes. Five Nights at Freddy's and, 18. Let's go.
Isn't it like their sister store or sister or something is the topic?
Yes, sister location.
Yeah.
So it's not.
And the tagline was, there was never just one.
Sweet.
Bam, 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 bam.
Pardon me as I barf on your floor.
That's okay. This carpet sucks anyway.
No, I have a little plastic grate that did not exist yeah. a couple months ago.
Dude, you did if it's existed for months.
Never.
I'm yeah, I just showed up.
Sitting on a plastic web of lies.
Fans asked Scott Cawthon, the maker of Five Nights at Freddy's, about his previous statement saying there would be no more games, and he gives a very honest answer here. He says, I never said I couldn't change my mind.
That's a great answer.
I love it.
This dude seems really chill.
Yeah.
But he definitely had like a Sony Microsoft moment where he made like a couple of great products,
and then made
one really shitty one.
What was it, that Five Nights at Freddy's World or whatever?
One and two were good. Then three was weird. It wasn't even.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of three. I didn't think it was very scary.
And then there was, because I think three was the one that was like, okay, this is clearly not as good as the other ones.
Yeah.
And then four, which I don't really know much about four. And then he made Five Nights at Freddy's World.
Oh,
I believe. Which, you are right, did fucking suck.
Yeah. I actually think Five Nights at Freddy's 4 is really, really scary.
Really?
I didn't even know they made a fourth one.
Yeah, oh my god. If we were to play one, skip 3, go straight to 4.
Yeah, from what I've seen from 3, I just fucking skip 3.
Huh. As opposed to like looking at cameras and running around and whatnot, you're like in a bedroom and like the animatronics are like just like nightmares and you're a child. And you have to run from door to door and, like, check a closet that, like, Bonnie's just, like, hanging out in. Or no, Foxy. Foxy's the fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Foxy the fox?
Is Foxy the fox? I think so.
Chica is not the fox, if I'm clear.
No.
All right. These names are confusing.
I just don't know.
And Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah.
He's a rabbit,
you
right?
Won't believe what Freddy Fazbear is. Click here.
Number 6 will blow your mind.
Number 6 will blow your fucking mind. Why don't we have clickbait on things?
We could have clickbait, I guess.
All right, Andy, are you going to be our hot girl in a bikini?
I guess so. I have to be.
That's your one role in this. The reason we hired you is for that fine ass. And your amazing ability to handle meat on a grill.
You know that.
Not where that was going, huh? Not where that was going?
Yeah. Ark, Survival of the Fittest brings dinosaur combat to PS4.
No way, it's coming to 4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck yes, because my computer can't run Ark, but I've always wanted to play it.
Launched on PC last month, now it's headed toward the PS4 starting July 19th.
Nice.
I'm upset that you use the word always when this game launched last month.
No, it launched on Continue. Xbox last month. It's been out for a while on PC.
Oh, okay.
Launched on PC last month.
How old is that article? Oh, that article was
The article is April 22nd, 2016, which is 2 days ago.
Fuck like, that's forever ago.
And it says here, the so-called multiplayer online survival. You know, there's been other Ark games.
Has there?
Wait, is Ark Survival the...
Ark Survival Evolved.
That, okay, Ark Survival Evolved's like the MOBA dinosaur thing.
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, never mind, it's not the Ark one. Oh, okay, my bad.
All right, sorry for breaking your balls.
That's fine. I forgot that there was a second Ark. The first one's so cool, though.
I want to get No Man's Sky.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yep. Oh. I'm pre-ordering the fuck out of that game.
I'm actually, like, crossing my fingers and praying every single night before I go to bed that that is going to be a PlayStation VR game.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I can see him updating it at some point. It's
Do you plan on getting PlayStation VR?
Eventually, yes.
Oh, really?
I'm very hyped about PlayStation VR. I don't think I can be one of the early adopters, but...
I am.
We get it. You're better than us. But, like, eventually, yeah. I would thoroughly enjoy that.
Don't worry. I was watching a video on trends, and you could still be in the early majority.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Like, my big thing is I have to wait. I have to wait because X-Gun give it to us, you know? And that's more important to me than the VR.
X-Gun.
Hold them up. The NX, let's go.
Let's go.
X-Gun, give it to us.
Are you talking about the new fucking Nintendo thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
The NX is going to turn into like a treadmill or something.
Probably. Fuck, I'm going to be like, you thought the Wii, you thought Wii Fit was good. Welcome, NX treadmill. You'll run for hours.
The NX stair stepper.
The NX stair stepper. The NX a bench press.
And you can play video games like track and cross country and run from your uncle.
And run from your uncle.
Olympics 2022. Sonic and Mario tread.
Sonic and Mario at the Olympic. Always go for Mario speed. Never go for Sonic speed.
I was racing. I shouldn't pick Sonic. I should pick my... Okay.
The Rio Olympics. Run from protesters.
Live in shitty apartments.
Yeah.
Watch out for that drug cartel.
Forget your passport in the taxi cab and have to stay here now.
Pre-order now and you get a bottle of dirty water.
Survive the night and you get a gold star.
Whoa, achievement unlocked.
You've ran the length of 300 dead kids that were made to build this stadium.
Wow.
Okay.
New Gears of War 4 multiplayer.
Here's how I feel. Yeah. Oh, Gears of War. Oh, it's not made by Epic? Okay.
It looks very Gearsy, but you know, so if I can Gears multiplayer, how much can you fuck that up? Some new weapons like
talk
this
about fucking a multiplayer. Looking at you, Master Chief Collection.
Well, at least the Master Chief Collection, the multiplayer was correct. You just could never play it.
Oh yeah, that doesn't constitute fucking up at all. I was mistaken.
Is it still broken?
I don't think so. I don't think it's been broken for a while now.
Who cares?
Yeah. But like I'm saying here, the Gears of War multiplayer, actually, it looks like Gears of War.
Oh, that's nice.
There may be issues, but so far, there's this new weapon that apparently shoots saw blades.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the saw blades. That's
looks,
all you need.
Looks fucking cool. The beta's arriving April 25th.
I played,
which is tomorrow, Doom.
I was heavily involved in the alpha and the betas for Doom, and I really enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah?
Doom looks good. It looks like the old school arena, or it feels like the old school arena shoot 'em ups.
Ooh,
yeah, I think nice. That's cool. Yeah. Do you remember that Disturbed song I let you listen to, The Sound of Silence?
Yeah.
And it's all over
the place. It's all over the place, yeah. I've listened to it about a million times.
That song grew me. Remember whenever we first listened to it, and I was like, it's okay. It's
Dude,
whatever.
I love it.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah, it's so great. Good.
I got the like Spotify. They added it on the CD on Spotify when it came out. I was like, "Fuck yes!" And so I started listening to it, and yeah, I got to the Sound of Music, and
Sound of Music.
I want Disturbed to cover the Sound of Music so bad now.
I will go out there and say
deer.
That. I like that Sound of Silence better than the original.
Dude, me too.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm serious. Yeah.
And Camilla like can't fucking accept that.
Camilla needs to accept it.
I know. I was like, come on.
She's just being one of those people. No, the old version's always better.
Yeah.
She said, no, that's not true. There are better new versions.
Yeah. And
that version's better. Johnny Cash's Hurt is better than the Nine Inch Nails original.
Like, Trent Reznor's like, that's not even my song anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt. Johnny Cash's Hurt.
Who's Johnny Cash?
Shut up.
Sorry. It was a stretch, but somebody fell for it. At least one person fell for that.
A listener out there like, the fuck, Tam.
What's
and that's when
Cash?
They just stopped.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah. If I needed to, I could come up with an entire list of covers that are better.
Yeah, there are. Grasshopper Takeovers.
It's there, definitely.
I have, if you guys have time after the podcast, there's an amazing Beatles cover album where it's famous people covering songs. You've not lived until you've heard Robin Williams cover Come Together and Jim Carrey cover I Am the Walrus. It's pretty fucking magical.
What?
You say that. Robin Williams can sing, dude.
I fucking hate I Am the Walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, bro.
I hate I Am the Walrus.
Is it because of that?
I love the Beatles, but I Am the Walrus and Yellow Submarine.
Really?
Are dumb.
I could totally see.
Those are dumb songs. If anyone else besides the Beatles made those songs, we'd be like, wow, these are dumb.
Yes.
Thank you for agreeing with me. Another really good cover is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I haven't heard it.
Famous dudes. Prince on guitar.
Nice.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
It's really
good. That hurt more or less than Bowie?
Less.
Yeah.
Less.
Bowie hurt way more for me.
Prince was not in the movie Labyrinth.
No, but he really could have been. He would have fit.
Prince had his own fucking movie, though.
Yeah, no,
I guess
he did have
Bowie's
Purple
had
Rain.
His own fucking movie. But nonetheless, Prince, like... Prince was fucking Prince in Purple Rain.
According to Gearbox, quote, obviously there's going to be another Borderlands.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Obviously.
That's the one I'm waiting for.
Yeah?
Borderlands 3.
We all know what I'm waiting for. Throw them up. Throw up the X's.
NX.
DX, let's go.
The treadmill machine?
The treadmill machine.
All right, let's get into technology, bros.
An NX shot put. Don't tell mom.
You throw the console.
Yeah. NX beer bong.
The first video game you have to play outside.
We'll make you go outside. You
from analog to digital to repulsor rays. Tech so new, Tony Stark would be proud. Here comes technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Man, when did we get Skylar to record?
Boy, that's been a long time. Look at him. Look at him. You broke him. He was just staring at the same spot forever. Facebook was the victim of a backdoor. Backdoor hack.
That's a thing with Facebook?
Yeah. Really? Tech giant like Facebook isn't immune to significant security breaches.
Huh.
Did they deadbolt it?
Yes.
See, Facebook got too soft. They got too used to everything.
DevCore's Orange Sai recently discovered that someone had installed a backdoor on one of Facebook's corporate servers.
Damn.
So not the network itself, but their corporate servers. In a bid to swipe workers' login details. While it's not clear how successful the script-based exploit was, Sai noted that the file transfer app hosted on the server had several vulnerabilities that effectively gave the intruder free rein.
Huh.
The attacker could have checked employee email, connected to Facebook's virtual private network, and gain access to the company's inner workings. Thankfully, this is all past tense. You're only hearing about it now because Sai reported the bugs to Facebook. Ooh, to get a bounty, naturally. Oh, they have a bounty for that. Oh, my God. It's like the virtual Wild West.
Yeah. I want to be a cyber cowboy.
Yeehawk!
And click, click, click. You, me, Noon. Bring your best mechanical keyboard.
Yeah.
Whoever's louder wins.
Yeah, cyber cowboy would not be ready at noon. You and me, 4 in the afternoon. Yeah.
Cyber cowboy's up till 4 in the morning.
Dude, I'm already a cyber cowboy.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I fit the bill for cyber cowboy. I mean, this is easily the earliest I'm up all week.
You have to wear a hat to bed, cowboy hat to bed.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, that's how you earn it.
Huh.
So if you could
what color hat? Am I wearing the white hat or the black hat? Am I the good cowboy or the bad cowboy?
Purple hat.
The purple hat? Purple hat. How do I fucking tell? It's a black and white show.
Well, it would come off as like a shade of gray, really.
Yeah, you know
I'm the morally ambiguous cowboy. There we go. Yeah. I'm not good or bad. I'm Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, I'm not doing that, guys. You stay out of there.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
You're fired. There you go.
Are you going to do every shitty joke you have on this podcast? I'll save one for you. Guys, this was a good podcast. There you go. I'm getting ahead of the curve.
Yo, interesting fact.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact.
What's gold plated on this episode?
Yeah. Fun fact. China shuts down iTunes movies and iBook services.
Why?
Entertainment's stupid.
You're going to ask me the details of an article?
Well, yeah.
Damn you.
Say this, try to shut this
damn
down.
You.
Did you want us to be like, fuck, that sounds awesome.
It was a joke.
Tell us.
April Fools came late.
It doesn't really say. It just says that they shut it down in February. The time frame ended last week. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Apple's probably like, whatever.
Oh, China's a big market, man.
Is it all of China?
All of China.
Mm. Apple probably just didn't call back. Yeah. China's a little upset
now. We don't
now.
Call first.
They're probably tired of the Foxconn plant or whatever. The one where people kill themselves like every day. And Apple's just like, eh.
You guys just going to put up safety nets or what?
Yeah. No, they did put up safety nets, yeah. Instead of, you know, making conditions better so workers don't jump off the roof of the plant, they installed nets.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a positive guy. But I feel like it's either go get another job or kill myself. I feel like I'm at least going to try to get the other job, you know? Like, if I call 8 places and they say no, I guess, sure.
I guess a lot of times, especially at Foxconn, they take your ID and you never get it back.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I draw one up or something.
Draw one up.
This is me.
Like, someone in the U.S. did an undercover of one of Apple's factories, and they totally take your ID and don't give it back.
Huh.
I'm going to assume.
They did the same thing with my thumb. Print, so I get it.
I'm gonna assume, and this is just assuming, but if the alternative to suicide was something as easy as get another job, they'd just do that.
Why don't they just get a fucking job? Yeah, huh? They're out of bread. Let them eat cake.
So maybe, it's not quite as easy because they jump off roofs.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, and having the expert knowledge of the information you two have told me right here, right now at this podcast, making me the number one expert on the matter. I don't know. I feel like I'd literally do anything else. I don't know. Like go be a beggar or something. Just not show up to work. Just be a beggar. Doesn't that sound like a tenth of a degree better than just jumping off?
I don't know. I might still want to kill myself after being a beggar,
That's
too.
That's fine, but at least I gave it a shot.
Oh, this got dark. This got really dark.
Hey, when you're on the verge of suicide, you don't feel like giving other things a shot.
That's except what I'm saying. Just cut it off before we get there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Andy?
Yeah. There's an
Did you guys just get that?
It took me a second to catch up.
I didn't. I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
You were saying, like, give something else a shot. And I was like, your head?
Oh. That's fucked up, dude.
I was going to say that Foxconn has, like, an employee assistance program where it's like, feel like killing yourself? How about you just go beg?
If you feel like killing yourself, the stairs are right there.
We actually built this, like, trap door in my floor for this reason. So just say the word.
There's a suicide booth in the lunchroom.
Oh, man. Cold pizza again. I won't be back, guys.
That reminds me, there was a McDonald's thing that was like to their employees, like, how to make more money. And they're like, sell things you don't need. Get a second job. Oh, yeah. I'm like, those aren't things you should hear from your employer.
Sell things you don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got a lot of that lying around.
The food you don't need?
Be a sperm donor. If you're not allowed to give blood, are you allowed to donate sperm? Oh, I'm asking for a friend whose name's Cameron Tardwell.
Who, I guess, the reason why can't you give blood?
I may have mad cow disease.
Well, then you probably can't give sperm.
Fuck, dude.
You have mad cow disease?
Maybe. I don't want to talk about it. I actually do want to talk about it if you want to hear.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Long story short, I was in the southern part of Spain.
Uh-huh.
When there was a bad breakout of mad cow disease in the northern part of Spain. But since both of those places are still Spain, I'm not allowed to give blood. Because we won't know until I'm dead. It's like the best and worst lottery you can have.
Can you not get tested for mad cow?
No, there's no test until autopsy.
And does it not eventually show itself?
Not if I'm immune and a carrier.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. So I'm not ape shit. I'm cow shit. I lied about the mad cow so I could make that joke.
Wow. You went a long way to fall on your face.
I'm just
kidding. At least you were committed.
I actually do have the mad cow thing. My sister was born.
Okay, look, I'm not going to believe a damn thing you're saying.
All right. It's not bullshit, I promise.
CERN just dropped 300 terabytes of raw collider data to the internet.
Collider data?
What the fuck do you do with that much?
Oh, fuck, I don't know what this is.
I don't know, go find out.
Large Hadron?
Large Hadron Collider. The Large Hadron Collider.
Sweden?
Yeah. Sweden. Sorry. Yeah, Sweden, right? Or Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Greenland?
That's a good
one. Oh,
shit. Czechoslovakia.
You might be right with Switzerland. That sounds.
Oh my god, someone just give it easy to me.
I'd give it easy to you.
Mm.
But only if you asked for it.
Someone say something while I'm doing this.
I'd give it easy to you, like Princess Jasmine.
France, Switzerland border.
Okay.
Near Geneva, Switzerland.
Geneva, okay. The thing's like a couple miles long, too. It's massive.
Yes, it's big.
I've heard they had a really big convention there in Geneva.
Yeah. Didn't it have to do with, like, no more Holocaust or something?
Something like that.
All right, make a phone call. Yeah. Hey, could you kill Tam? All right, bye.
Is that a
bomb? Oh, I got a text. I have a job interview at that Fox place. Yeah. I've forgotten Fox from God. One story ago.
Microsoft and Google agreed to stop complaining about each other.
For real?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They're dropping complaints in court.
That's great. All right, if you be a bro about this, we'll be a bro about this. Just have a brew, we'll be okay.
Microsoft isn't owned by Google. And vice versa.
What? You say Microsoft doesn't owned by Google? That doesn't make any sense.
I also said three hip podcast combo earlier. Right? Give me a break.
No, they don't own each other.
No?
No. No, two different companies.
Huh. It'd be weird if they did. The complaints would be totally out.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
We're suing ourselves. Those guys take too much time at the lunchroom line.
All right, guys, let's get into news.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
Did you guys see that female Ted Cruz lookalike?
God, yes. From Maury.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she's going to do porn.
Oh, that's good.
What's her name and/or stage name?
Circe Hayes.
Is that her porn name?
Or
is that
all name? I know is it says last Sunday, Circe Hayes was an unknown 21-year-old from Natchez, Mississippi.
That bitch was 21.
God.
Yeah, she looks way older than 21.
I love all the memes of what Ted Cruz looks like. My favorite one is Ted Cruz looks like an Oblivion character. Ted Cruz looks exactly like a fucking
now, guess how much they're giving her to do this porn?
$1 million. No. $25,000. $5,000.
$10,000. $10,000. And her boyfriend and future co-star says she's more famous than Madonna. No, she is not.
No.
Hey, would you call that same person back and ask again for them to kill me?
Hello, person from before. He needs you dead twice. Bye.
He needs dead twice.
Just make sure he's really gone.
Thank you for accommodating my dead twiceness.
You're welcome. So that's gonna be fun. I will be sure to watch that. I'm just gonna do it for the podcast so I can talk about
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
I didn't touch myself at least 8 times.
According to a certain creationist, Dr. Dennis Lindsay, Stonehenge was built by Satan's giants.
You prove that and I will fucking believe it.
Wait, Satan has giants?
Apparently Satan has giants.
I feel like if Satan had giants, wouldn't we have seen them? They're pretty big.
Well, they hide under the earth.
Oh.
Yeah, titans.
Yeah. They live in hell. Have you been to hell?
I did have a girlfriend once that reminded me of hell, yes. Oh.
Guys, we got to talk about the Smartress.
Okay, is that a smart mattress?
It's a smart mattress.
God, yes.
Can I plug my phone into it?
No. No, you cannot.
Can I?
Probably not.
Will it talk to me?
In a way. You see, there's a bunch of sensors in the Smartress that sense all goings-on on your mattress. Specifically, what it's used for is to find out if your partner is cheating on you in your bed.
No way!
100%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's its, like, 95% use.
Yeah, that's its use.
Jesus, what kind of conversation is that to have with your spouse? Be like, hey, guess what I just bought?
Yeah.
Not saying anything, but goddamn if I'm not implying it.
Looks like there's a lot of action right now. You just call him. What's going on?
Company Dermot developed the Smartress and its, quote, lover detection system. 24 ultrasonic sensors measure suspicious movement in the bed, transmitting data, including a 3D mattress model to show where most of the exertion is taking place.
No! Just imagine, like, a face smushed. See in the 3D modeling. That's funny.
The mattress costs about $2,000.
Jesus. You like get her on the phone. You're like, smush his dick to the mattress. I gotta see how big it is. Is he bigger than me?
what I don't get here is like, if you get a new mattress, obviously your spouse is going to know. Simply from laying on it, yeah. Be like, is this a new mattress?
No.
And so chances are your spouse is going to know you have a Smartress.
Unless
you just do it somewhere else.
Unless you're a like a bro that comes prepared. You just get one. He's like, I'm a 3D map every chick I bang.
Sorry, babe. I can't cheat on my husband with you. He has a smart mattress.
Well, you want to just go over to my place?
Oh, bitch, does he have a smart kitchen table?
He's got a Roomba with a camera that just goes around.
All right. I think we're coming about this all wrong.
That's what
you
she
know
said.
How, you know how people take and they photograph like the like ultrasound and they like frame that or like they keep that.
Oh yeah.
I think we go one step further and we photograph the 3D modeling of conception as opposed to as opposed to the baby itself.
Mm.
How's that sound?
Eh.
It sounds like too much work.
Sorry, I'm not listening. I'm reading ahead.
You're reading ahead?
Yeah, I'm reading.
What does the head say?
I'm reading.
Oh. Shut up, Dad.
Hi, hungry. I'm dead.
This week, officers from Nebraska's Omaha Police Department announced the untimely passing of a beloved squirrel who frequented their station parking lot.
No!
Though the cops say her death remains a mystery and that they are not investigating, they took the time to cordon off the spot as if it were a little crime scene.
Do they have a picture?
Yep.
Oh, there's even the fucking squirrel body.
The chalk outline on the squirrel body.
Oh, no.
This squirrel...
What if that was Lewis's kid?
Oh, Lewis. Lewis was a black squirrel.
So?
So, black squirrels get around, too.
What's always got to be black, dude?
I'm just going to guess his lineage would be black. Whatever.
All right. You could be a little mixed squirrel. Whatever.
A mixed squirrel. Have you ever seen a mixed squirrel?
That's what Google's for.
Anyway.
2016, I'm about to see a mixed squirrel.
Anyway, there's they've posted a lot of pictures on their Twitter. This squirrel frequented the parking lot and, you know, would come right up to your hand and take food.
That's awesome.
And now it's dead. Oh god, the squirrel had its own Twitter account. Huh.
Can I see? Whoa, look at this little mixed squirrel.
Yeah, it's like it's got a little bit of every, it's like a rainbow squirrel almost. Not as vibrant, but it's got a bunch of different colors, like red, blue, brown, black.
You see blue in there? I think that's just the lighting. I think it's just the lighting. I think he's just got a shiny ass.
Kind of on that, yeah, by the hump there, that's like a teal.
That squirrel has some nice humps.
Yeah. It's called the panda squirrel.
My humps.
Well, guys, that'll do it for this episode of the podcast.
This came up when I typed in mixed squirrel. I don't get it.
If this is about to be a dick. Oh, it's Henry Cavill.
Yeah. A picture of a squirrel and then a picture of Henry Cavill as Superman.
They trying to suggest he looks like a squirrel?
Are they trying to suggest that squirrel looks like Superman? We'll never know. It's Google Images. Yeah. There's no article attached to it. This is just in somebody's photo bucket.
Fuck it. That's why I love Google Images. It's the most random stuff you can find.
All right, everybody. So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.